In the pursuit of truth and common sense in an unbelievable world, you're listening to the Right Mind Podcast with your host, Todd Showalter.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Right Mind. I'm your host, Todd Showalter. Today with me is Dr. Angela Wilson, all the way from Australia. She has a program called Hacking the Hacker, and she's also known as the Mind Power Lady. How you doing, Angela?
Yeah, great. Great. Yeah, everything all right from my side, but not the global comment.
Global comment. Yeah, well, how are things? Are things in Australia? I mean, I hear like you guys are like locked down and all this stuff. Is it a lot more? It's obviously stricter than it is here. I mean, but are you guys managing okay?
Basically, you cannot go to the public place like a theater, you know, community, even church or temple or, you know, some public area if you are vaccinated.
Okay, so you pretty much have a lot of the same things going on. I just hear it's a lot stricter. So, yeah, it's crazy. But hopefully this thing will be over someday in the next 20, 30 years. I don't know. We'll see. Let's move on to your information now. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your background? I mean, I was going through some of the details on your site, and a lot of it is you talk about mind awareness and how the mind has a much more a bigger effect on a lot of other things in our lives than we may not realize. Go ahead and explain it a little bit, would you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I would like to. Yeah, now I can hear you. Before, your voice was choppy.
Sorry?
Before, your voice was choppy.
Oh, I was just saying, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, okay. So I actually have a very unique upbringing and also childhood than most others. So I was living in the fear of death since my birth. That's not usual, right? So, you know, COVID-19 and many people live in the fear or sense of uncertainty.
Right.
I had exactly the same feeling or even worse than most people experience now since my birth.
Okay. Because, are you talking about you were experiencing anxiety? Is that worry, nervous? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, more than that, because my mom tried to drown me to death at my birth.
Your mom tried to drown you to death?
Yeah, and then I was living in the city hospital, residential building of city hospital with my doctor parents. But because nobody took care of me, I had to follow my doctor parents in their daily routine.
Okay. So was this in Australia?
No, I was born in China.
That's you were born in China. Okay. And you're, okay. I got you. Go ahead.
So in old time, at that moment, they were over, I think, 300 kids. You know, I was the only one, lucky one, who actually go through very catastrophic emotions because I saw death every day.
You saw death, like in dying, you mean?
Yeah, because I was following my doctor parents in their daily routine, their doctor.
Okay, okay.
Every day, they deal with the clients. I was the only kid, free, you know, running around the world, the different departments. I saw people dying, you know, suffering. I was panic. I was worried when I'm going to die, how I'm going to die. After death, where I'm going heading to.
I see. So by being around your doctor, your physician parents, and being surrounded by sickness and death, that gave you anxiety about death as well. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I saw the newborn baby.
Okay.
And that, and with the 2 years on the cheeks, you know, and I saw the adult man looks like a mommy. But I was abandoned by the family and threw away, you know, in the hospital outdoor department. That's, you know, as a little toddler, you saw all this kind of thing. It's very catastrophic, you know?
Sure, right. So you grew up with you saw a lot of things that most kids maybe have not seen at that age. And so as a result, caused you a lot of stress and anxiety, correct?
Yeah, I was then I saw all these celebrities, local celebrities, the powerful, the rich, suffer exactly the same way like the poor, the vulnerable. So I told myself, I will not live a life like this, you know, because from then I can see my future. I will suffer exactly like they suffer, and okay. I don't like. So that's the time I decided I have to find a way, find a solution.
Okay.
But, because I was not wanted, I was basically taken as an extra person in the family. So nobody protect me, nobody even want to look at me, you know?
Right.
My mom threatened me of express her regrets for not to drown me successfully. Basically, she has all the intention, but I guess because of she has fear while being caught and consequences. So every day when she abused me, she actually expressed her regrets. So I told myself, I have to find a solution. I don't know how long I could continue. I was not sure if the second day I could survive. I can feel the panic inside me.
Sure.
And I feel the energy, you know, inside me, and the panic, stressful, worried, uncertainty. So I knew I have to find a solution.
Okay.
And that's the reason I was working on myself every day.
Okay, that's so this started as a child. As a child, you realized that something had to change. So you were basically, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but you were being abused as a child. And, you know, that was having a giant effect on you. And you knew as a child that something had to change, correct?
That's right. Because, you know, so many people go through the childhood, all have different issues. Yeah, but to me, I was thinking the pain of being abused is not worse than the pain to see my future through other adults.
Okay.
So basically, like to take a proactive, you know.
Okay. So you took a proactive approach at a young age because you knew you had to get out of this cycle, this situation. So what were your first steps? I mean, what did you do at that point to lead you on your way to where you are now? What did you do?
You see, as a child, your body was relevant clean, right? You don't like a. Lived for a couple of decades, the body filled with junk food or the rubbish, you know?
Your
body was clean. So I can sense what's going on inside my body. And I remember when I was around 2 years old, one day when I feel that's enough, how my mom beat me, you know, and I remember that's actually at the door of a pharmaceutical department in the hospital. My mom suddenly got an emotion and beat me again because you know, their doctor, they have a lot of stress. They cannot release the stress to outside. So they choose someone vulnerable to do it. Yes, I was the one in that position. And I feel the pain inside myself. And I told myself, I said, maybe it's the time I tell her I'm going to revenge. She has to stop it. When I made that decision, that's 2 years old, 2.5. You know, it's not normal like a child. You know, it's like old soul talking, yeah? Self-talk. So when I made that decision, that's very rational. And I decided to tell her, but I couldn't speak out what I thought, right? Use the adult language. So I look back, look into her eyes, I send a message to her, and she got it. But what I found out, the response from her is she beat me even heavier, and I can saw her eyes. She really wanted to kill me now. It's like you are the ants, you know? If you are the ants, I just smash you. And I fear the danger. That's the time I recognize it's not a good idea to express my anger or ask the person to stop doing wrong to me. Then at that time, I recognize I need to draw back to me this kind of emotion. But meanwhile, I can feel the emotion energy inside my body is like a volcano. It's like it need getting out. But I can feel its impact the organs, the tissues.
Okay, and this was all, you're saying when you were 2 years old, you were going through this. I mean, is this all happening when you were 2 years old?
Yes, I was basically born not like a newborn sower. I was like an old sower.
Old soul. Okay.
I can see so many things going on. And then that's the time I start to think I need to get rid of this. But how you can get rid of this energy? You know, because you cannot raise this out, it's dangerous. But you don't want to also consume inside because it will go into eating you, right?
Sure. And you're only 2 years old and you're going through all this stuff. So what, you know, as you know, life progressed and went on, say, you know, when you're 5, 6, a teenager, what at that stage, I mean, were you still dealing with this abuse or had that stopped? I mean, were you able to do something about it?
Okay, because the first 6 years, I have made an enormous effort every day to working on the energy going on inside myself, the emotional energy or whatever energy inside my body, because I need to release the stress. Yeah. And that's leading me to survive from child abuse. That's why people, you know, normally say most people on earth basically all have different level of trauma. Yeah.
Sure.
But that trauma actually is emotion energy. But I was lucky because I saw how adults live their life, and I told myself I cannot have life like they have. So I have to get rid of that. So the first 6 years, I'm working on how to get rid of all this kind of energy, then transmute it. So even my parents all the time abuse me. My mom, my parents even abuse me when I'm 40.
Really?
It doesn't hurt me. That hurts themselves, because if they give me the gift that I don't want, they give it back to them.
Okay, so you went on, and you I mean, you were dealing with all of this. I mean, as a child in the teenagehood, I assume in the early adulthood. When did you decide? I mean, because you have all these things going on. When did you decide that you had to use this in some way to make that your purpose in life, so to speak? I mean, did you go to college? Did you do different, like, did you take the normal road as most kids, or what did you do to decide that this is going to be my life passion?
That's actually a very good question. So basically I was using this kind of environment, the energy, and the transmute and make it good for my life. It's like this. You know, when we live in the daily life, we always have a rubbish, right? Mm-hmm. And if we don't have the ability, either throw away the rubbish or recycling rubbish, we will always have to continue the process, like surrounded by the rubbish, right?
Right.
So what I did is I actually practiced the first six years to actually use the negative energy around me. Yeah, anything come to me and then recycle it. I call it transmute into the power. So this is different from most other successful people. They actually use it as a motivation. Yeah, motivation mm-hmm. to be successful. But then you can also see when they use it as a motivation, they actually still have the shadow inside themselves, never come out from the suffering. That's different.
Okay, so you're saying what would happen is you're dealing with this pain and abuse, and correct me if I'm wrong, where most people would internalize it, what you do, you would recycle that pain or that turmoil, and you turn it into good?
Like this, we have negative energy around us anyhow. We cannot please everyone, and we always have people, whatever reason, not feel comfortable with us, or any negative information come out, then we need to have the ability to recycle anything negative and use the power. So if we are able to do it, that's what I practice. Yeah. If we are able to do it, actually all this negative energy tends to be the resource of yourself without you being consumed, but you consuming that one as like an ongoing generator to generate the power for yourself.
I see. So you take the negative and turn it into a positive, so to speak. So what is the process for that? Let me, for an example, say I was working somewhere for 10 years and I lost my job and I'm depressed and I'm despondent. What would you do in a situation like that? How would I take that grief, that disappointment? And you're saying I could take that and recycle that to turn into a positive? Is that what your program does?
Yes. Just use what you just said as example. First, when we say disappointed, it's because we touched with the emotion, right? Mm-hmm. Why we are disappointed? We need to take a proactive approach, right? We first need to build up the strategy, proactive strategy to working towards the goal and have also backup plan.
Okay. Sure. So you work on a strategy. So, so in that particular situation, we would have to take that particular disappointment and work out, then you're saying a strategy to recycle it. I'm just trying to make sure I'm following.
Yeah. Strategy. Okay. And we have the necessary knowledge, skill to minimize possibility for all these negative consequences might happen. Does it make sense?
Yes, it does. So basically what you want to do, and again, you say you're basically taking this negative and turning it into a positive. What would be, and you also mentioned a strategy, what would be some aspects of that strategy? What are some steps that I would do to, with your program, to actually go about doing this?
Then depends on what exactly that connect with. If you are engineer, doing some engineer job, you needed to have all the knowledge qualification you have.
Right.
That's a rational mind, because in the marketplace, you need to be able to compete. Yeah. Compete right. with other people. If like, for example, if now in COVID-19, a lot of people lose the job, right? Mm-hmm. And then you need to build up your strategy and your strategy. And also your ability emotionally be able to adopt a new situation, but not feel stressful. Use it as a power.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so if you're feeling stressed, especially now with everything going on, there's stress every time we turn around. I mean, if you were to take that even on a smaller scale, just everyday stress, like all the negative news we hear all the time, all the things we have to go to, wearing masks, how would we take something like that that's obviously very stressful to our minds and our bodies? How would we take that and go about what you're saying and recycling that and making it into, what would the strategy be to make that positive?
That's a very, put like this, most of us actually learn how to manage the emotion.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But when emotion means we wait for the emotion coming. It's like the flood coming, then you try to stop the flood. Can you
okay.
see that?
Yeah. So you're going to try, you see the problem on the way, so to speak.
That's right. But that is not the best strategy. So, and the reason we feel stressful is not because of what is happening now. Hmm. What is happening now is just the trigger. The stress we already have inside ourselves through our life experience doesn't matter, is it from personal life, from career, or from business.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
The reason.
Sure.
Yeah, then what we need to really working on to bypass the emotion. Emotion is controlled by our nerve system.
Okay, so the emotions control everything else. And so you've got to put your emotions in check and not, so to speak, you've got to put them on the shelf and just be more, are you saying be more objective about it, get the opinions and everything out of the way and look at the situation more clearly?
Yeah, that's so basically I teach people a program, Hacking the Hacker.
Right. I wanted to talk about that. It's called Hacking the Hacker. What is that now?
Okay. So Hacking the Hacker is actually working on your mysterious part of the mind unknown by most people on earth, which is actually unconscious mind. That's different from the emotion, because the emotion level is controlled by that unconscious mind. However, as adults, we don't really get too much chance to tap into that. This is why so many people, they are on spiritual journey or personal development. They use all kinds of technique, try to get that part. and still not able to sustain what's the technique they use.
To get into subconscious mind, that's kind of like like in a dream state, like when I'm dreaming or when you're dreaming, that's the subconscious mind, correct? I mean, things going on. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, that part, that level of subconscious mind is not controlled by us. But however, if we get a chance to practice a special technique, we actually can dominate the unconscious mind. Then that's the time game change. So what I do actually through their three properties to working on that. One is body property.
Body property, that's number one, okay.
Why is the property where we live, the house, you know, condo.
Your environment, so to speak, your environment.
The other property is called the in property, which most people actually misunderstood or educated in the wrong way, saying, okay, when we die, we will go our body go to the cemetery, yeah?
Right, your physical body, right.
That actually is called in property. But that's the body, is not you. We normally say my heart, my soul, my eyes, my hair, then who is I? And most people don't understand that. They think they die in when they go, you know, when body doesn't serve them. So most people don't know how to get out of their body when body doesn't serve them.
Okay, so you're saying almost like your soul, so to speak. So how to connect with your inner soul. And I mean, not your physical being, but what's going inside subconsciously in your soul and trying to tap into that.
I basically do not really much agree use the words the soul anymore.
Okay, what do you use instead of the soul?
Like this. I actually like to talk about the you.
The you, okay.
My body. My body do not feel good. It's like you say my house. Yeah, it's leaking. Like this. If your house is in the fire, what you do? You know you run out, right? You escape, right?
If your house is on fire, you run out? Right. No, you run out of the house if it's on fire, right?
Yeah. If your house is on fire, what you do? You won't run out, right?
Right.
You escape.
Right. Okay, so I'm going to run.
If the body doesn't. Yeah, okay. Can you hear me? Yes.
I hear you now. You broke up a little bit there. I'm sorry. Okay, if your house is on fire, you want to get out of the physical house to save your life. Okay.
But most people, when their body doesn't serve them anymore, or either crashed or in the fire, they don't know how to run out of the body, escape.
Okay, all right. That's a good analogy. Okay, so.
Then we talk about our consciousness. Yeah, many people on the personal development understand consciousness, emotion. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of them already know the words unconscious mind, although they may be mixed with the subconscious mind, with the emotion. But what is the soul? I'd rather see the whole of all the energy is the you.
So okay. So you've got, and again, I just want to make sure everything, I mean, you say you've got the subconscious is different than the emotion. Okay. But what you're saying is you've got to tap into the subconscious, correct? To solve the problem?
I'm saying for Hacking the Hacker, I teach, I provide consultation to help them to build up a lifelong strategy. Yeah. And the tactics based on the situation, that if they want to learn the technique, I teach them the technique, which is tangible, practical, connected with the business, career, and the personal life. Because our emotion will never come without the crew. Emotion comes with how we react, response to the environment. And that environment connected with our business, career, personal life.
Sure, that makes perfect sense because emotions are more, like you said, are a reflex to something else physically going on. So what are your, with Hacking the Hacker, when you help people, whether it's on a professional level, you talk about, body level as far as being health-wise. I mean, what are some of the steps that you do? You mentioned there are three of them. So you have a program to take people through this, to tap into their subconscious, to help them, I assume, not just with the problem, but how to benefit and do things better in the future, correct?
It's like I teach you a skill, how to drive.
Okay. And what is that? It's okay. So you have a program for that. What are some of the basic steps that are involved? If I were to come to you, I mean, would you be able to outline and say, this is what we're going to do. We're going to start here, and then we're going to do this, this, and this. Or, I mean, or is it more customized? How does Hacking the Hacker, what is that? How does that program actually work?
Basically, people just need to book in the 3 hours consultation with me. I helped them build up the proactive lifelong strategy and with tactics they need according to their current situation, according to the goal they want to achieve and how to achieve it, and if it's possible to go to another level. Yeah, basically build up a strategy for whole life journey to make sure they have the mindset for lifelong success, not like so many successful people at the end, they lose everything anyhow. Why? As I mentioned, most people, I never heard anyone talk about what I'm talking about here. That's what it doesn't serve us, like all the billionaire celebrity. I never heard anyone talk about that they know how to get out of body when the body is is before the body
burns up.
They don't know. Right. When we don't know how to get out of body, of course we fail. If we know how to get out of body and we know where we are going to, how we can get into next journey we want to, then you are the winner. Otherwise, it's a failure anyhow.
Sure. Okay. So what you teach in your program is how to get out of that body, so to speak, how to get out of that burning house so that you can connect with your inner you to find out how to deal with the situation and how to propel yourself forward. Now, is a lot of this, is it like meditation based? Does it, I mean, because I know a bit about meditation. Is that part of the process?
No. That's exactly what I try to explain.
Okay.
We don't need to meditate at all. Because when we do meditation, we waste the time to run business. Yeah.
So you don't meditate.
I basically build up the strategy for I don't. You okay, don't so need to. When we need to meditate. Yeah, the reason we need to meditate is because we constantly have to deal with the emotion.
Okay.
Why the emotion is controlled by serious part of the mind. When we are able to dominate that part of the mind through our body, we don't need to meditate. This is why you can see so many gurus, spiritual leaders, they spend the whole life meditate. Can you see that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, it seems like the go-to thing right now. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
If we live in the secular world, we want to enjoy life, we are wasting time to do it. I believe if people see their alternative, you don't need to meditate.
Right.
When I'm talking like this, what is meditation? Meditation is a state of mind that you are able to stay calm and make a wise decision without being panicked, being stressful. Am I right?
Right. Yeah. And I, just from my own personal experience, I mean, I've tried meditating. I think it sounds, neat, but then I'll get into it. And all of a sudden I'm wondering like, what my wife wants me to pick up at the grocery store and then all this other stuff, and I'm like, next thing, maybe 30 seconds I'm into it that I can't do it. So, I mean, yeah, I know. So it's our mindfulness. Mindfulness is another one where we're going to stare at an object until we zone out or something. And again, I just don't have the patience or the patience part. I kind of get distracted.
You're right. That's why, I provide, that's why I, after the consultation, I provide the 24/7, support with the clients who buy my program is like this. When they have the whatever comes to them, they just need a text message to me or just a small video clip. So I immediately teach them. You're talking about the how tailored program, right?
Right, right.
It's tailored to your personal emotion, your situation. So I'm teaching how to deal with every situation through what? Through your mind. Because all your situation change according to what comes in your mind. And all the thoughts come to your mind can be unlimited, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I teach people how to do this work delicately.
Okay, and I understand it's custom, but what you're saying is then you have a method, you have a process where I don't have to go through all the meditation, but you have actual steps that are going to, almost like you mentioned, a skill where I can get right to my subconscious mind, my you, through the steps that you teach rather than meditating.
Let me correct you.
Okay.
Not subconscious mind, you can see 10%. Is a subconscious mind under the surface of the sea, of the iceberg. Can you see the picture behind me? The unconscious mind, 80%. I'm talking about this part.
Okay.
This part want to really dominate the whole human journey from the cradle to the grave.
Okay. That 10% that we see, but there's so much more underneath that we don't.
That's 10% consciousness, 10% subconsciousness, which most people are trying to work on, are all dominated, controlled by the 80%. 80% is like a CPU of the computer.
So we got to get down to the bottom of it, so to speak, rather than deal with the surface stuff on top. That's we got to find the things below.
That's right. What happens? So many people go through the meditation or different technique, try to go to the bottom, then triggers other issues.
Sure, and that makes sense. I mean, because everything on a surface level, there's a lot of things that are typically deeper. Okay, we're down to our last few minutes here, but do you have a book out also about this that you've written?
That's a digital book, but the published book will come out and the name will change to Liberty Beyond Metrics.
Liberty Beyond Metrics. Okay, and we'll put that on the screen.
Unconscious mind.
I got you. Well, yeah, that's fine too. What we'll do, we'll put that up on the screen and we'll, put it in the descriptions. If, some of my guests would like to get in touch with you, is it best to do it through your website or contact you directly? Or what is the best way if some of my guests want to do a Hacking the Hacker, go through the process? How can they get in touch with you, Angela?
They can go to pastliberty.com and they can sign up the free training, their presentation free training there. So if they feel connected with me, then we can go from there. And also I have other website that is in the process to be being built, like cover real estate, angle. So basically I help focus on especially spiritual people like this, spiritual property investor, who actually wants to take the best use of their three property, body property, young property, and in property.
Okay.
And to boost holistic health and maximize their personal development results.
Okay.
Yeah, and also achieve the infinite
achieve
success. Success.
We missed that last part, but achieve infinite success. And all of this stems from that, as you said, that 80% below that is below the surface, so to speak, that we got to tap into, correct? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. And just the total three steps. One is identifying the issue.
Identify the issue. Okay, that's one.
Second is redirect.
Redirect the issue. We're going to identify, then redirect. Okay.
Direct the mental strengths.
What was that last one? Okay.
Mental strengths. The third one is transmute.
Transmute.
And so many success people, they all build up very strong and powerful mental strengths. But they end up, these mental strengths become the killer, start to consuming them, killing them.
That's right. And again, that goes back to stress and everything. I mean, stress will kill you. I've said that, anything. Stress makes you sick. Stress will eventually kill you. Stress makes you miserable. And you're taking all of that and you're taking, from what I understand, you're going deeper rather than the surface level to see how I identify it and combat it and make things better in the long run. Correct?
Basically, is to take over the control, dominate that 80% of the mind. The reason so many success people, they end up have their powerful super mental strengths actually start consuming them because they're working on the emotion level. That's the reason.
Okay. And they got to go deeper in that because emotions just surface, skimming the top, as you said.
Because controlled by the CPU, by the powerhouse. So we need to take over the control of the powerhouse, which is the deep level of the mind.
Sure. And get right to the source. Get right to the source.
That's right. And then that is to make it tangible. I just teach people along the way, whenever, whatever come to their mind, I basically walking them through immediately for that spot. You talk about mentioned before, how to get rid of stress. Stress is a accumulation of different mental states, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Talking to me about the stress, I would ask what exactly happened in your mind at the moment. That helped them to identify the issue, then redirect the mental stress, then transmute. So I help them on the spot for that person, that moment's problem.
Okay.
Just immediately.
Okay, but then you take it deeper. I've got you. Okay, all right. Well, it's a lot of fascinating stuff. I mean, you know, I've studied some of it myself, and I myself have only skimmed the surface. So there's obviously a lot more to learn and discuss. But yeah, I encourage anybody. I'm going to go back to your site and check it out myself. But again, anybody that wants to check out Dr. Angela Wilson's site. We'll put that up on the screen again. And again, she has a process called Hacking the Hacker. She has a digital book and a print book on the way out that we'll keep you abreast of as well. Angela, I just want to thank you very much for getting into her, you know, joining me all the way from Australia today or tonight or whatever it is over there. But thank you very much for being on the show.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and I hope your audience can get some tips. And I wish everyone safe in this COVID special period, and become superpower person for yourself. Because once you are able to transmute your mental strength into the mind power, you are unbeatable.
Hey, well, I could use a little of that myself. Thank you very much for joining us again. Thank you for joining us, everybody. For those of you who are watching and, of course, listening, once again, I am Todd Showalter, and you've been watching and listening to Right Mind. And remember, if you don't have a right mind, you don't have a mind at all. Until next time, bye-bye.
This has been the Right Mind Podcast with Todd Showalter.